Once again, it's time for Utah Story Corps, conversations of everyday people sharing their stories at the Story Corps recording booth in Vernal, Utah during July of 2015. Nadine Edwards interviews Christopher Davis. Chris tells how music influenced meeting his wife. Chris also reminisces on his band geek days.
So, I know Carrie. I don't know if I would call her this your wife.
My wife, Carrie.
I don't know if I would call her a friend or a daughter, you know, but she's just somewhere in there between those two.
That's kind of you. Thank you.
Carrie is an interesting person because she's strong and sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I sense that she's also loyal.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wondered what it was like dating Carrie.
Well, I enjoyed it. And I'm not just saying that because my wife may hear this. It's because I enjoyed it. And she loves me. And it felt so good to be loved so in such a pure way that I knew right away that she was the one. And we, of course, are both band geeks. We met in band at Idaho State University. And had a lot of fun together. After we got married, well, you didn't want to hear about that. You want to hear about how we met. So my backstabbing friends, I had just broken up with this girl, and she asked my backstabbing friends, you know, hey, is he available? You know, and she, like you said, she's strong-willed, and she knows where she's going. She knows how to get what she wants. And so she knew right away, okay, I'm going to go in for the kill here. And they set me up. And I guess the rest is history that way. But had some great experiences that I enjoy. They're great for us, maybe not for everybody, since we've been married, but haven't been married long, only about 15 years. So not long, but it's been good. It's been hard at times.
Yeah.
But anybody who's been married knows what I'm talking about, how it can be hard.
Yes.
But I don't think I would change much if I had the chance, because of the ground that we've covered together and the way we've grown together because of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is getting sappy. I'm sorry. I hopefully people
sappy's
listening to this
good.
Is not, they're not falling asleep here. Sorry. But as far as music goes, we went to Interlochen, which is the premier arts camp of the United States for youth. And we got some jobs out there. We worked in the mailroom at Interlochen, but I got to see the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, and Andre Watts came through, and the Canadian Brass came through,
Nice.
Got to see that, and the of course the student orchestra there, YSO, let's see, Youth Symphony Orchestra, I think is what it's called, but they were phenomenal, you know, and here they are, their teens, and they're playing like a major symphony orchestra.
Support for this segment of the Utah Story Corps project is made possible in part by our members and Memory Mark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at memorymark.com.